desperately need ministers of the gospel. Our churches have went home with, from conference with, in the hands of the president. No pastor, no preacher, none, just laymen. We've been blessed that we've had good laymen would stand and fill the pulpits and those things. So I want to challenge you once again, as was challenged 18 years ago. There's been some come between now and then, but that year there was a call that went out and the Lord touched my heart, and I'm here today to be a testimony to that. I still believe in the power of prayer. I don't know about y'all, but I still believe in God's Word. I still believe in the power of prayer because I have seen Him answer prayers that some people would have said is impossible. But I serve the God of the impossible. He is able to do that. So I want to challenge you this year, this conference, as we pray and as we feel the Lord's wisdom and leadership and guidance to what we need to do. We certainly need to pray that God would send laborers. We need laborers. We need young men and women to serve in ministry in all forms. We need them as missionaries. We, as of now, we have no missionary in our field in Belize. I don't know about y'all, but I think that's unacceptable. That's unacceptable. God has called us to reach the nations. He didn't call us to reach our neighbors and stop. He said the nations. We're good at wanting to preach to our neighbor and those people we like, but what about the nations of people that are different than us? And I believe with everything in me, what God has done in the past, He can still do today. Amen? So I want to share that with you today. And let's pray once again for the starting of our conference. We want to do that at this time. Father, we thank You once again for the Methodist Protestant Church. We thank You for the Mississippi Annual Conference. We know that many ministers have came and left from here to go and conquer the world. And I pray that You would help us once again to renew that vision in us, that we would search the call that You have in our life. And Father, that You may move us and move our boundaries further out, that You would enlarge our coast, that we would be able to reach the nations before Your coming. We know that we see the signs of the times. We know that Israel being Your timepiece, things is troubled. And God, I pray that You would help us today to not get concerned about the events, but get concerned about that great event of the rapture of the church. Help us to be busy in Your kingdom until that time of return. We thank You today for Your mercy upon us. We thank You for the many blessings that You've given us. We thank You today for a people who believe in the witness of the Holy Spirit. I thank You today that we have holiness preachers and holiness people who are still carrying on the message of the gospel. But help us to be concerned even more about those laborers, that You would send them to the field, that we would once again do kingdom work in a mighty way. We thank You, Father, for the past, but we look forward to the future of what You're going to do. And Father, we ask it today in Jesus' name. Amen. All right.